The church's music from the 20th century. The 17th century. The 11th century. The 8th century. The 4th century. The best of the church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
As promised, time has come to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've got four sound bites for you to listen to, and if you haven't ever played before, don't be afraid. It's very easy to do. All you need to do is listen to the four sound bites we'll lay before you, and then make up your mind while you're listening. Which one do you think should be the Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week? You may agree with it, you may disagree with it, you may find it remarkable for any reason. Your reasons are your own, but we want you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and let us know where you're listening and why you're voting for the soundbite that you've picked for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You vote by giving us a call, and phone call voters get to go first, 1-877-623-6943. You can vote by sending us an email right here in the studio. We get them in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Or you can vote at our Facebook fan page right now, facebook.com/issuesetc. Please include your city and your state and let us know why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. 1-877-623-6943. And the best vote we'll get, the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. To the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, August the 31st. Up first to soundbite number one, it comes from Pastor Heath Curtis, an example set by Monica, the mother of St. Augustine.
Perhaps one danger we have when we look at the saints with happy endings, you know, this doesn't mean that yours is going to have a happy ending. You know, you might, your cross may in this sense be heavier than Monica's, that you will pray for this person you love so deeply who's not a Christian, who's estranged from the church. You may walk that cross all the way to their funeral and not have the happy ending that Monica has. And so I never want folks to turn the stories of the saints into, well, if you had just been as good as Monica, this would have had a happy ending. You know, that would be to abuse the goodness that we find in the story of the saints. She's an example to us of patience and long suffering. But it's not as though Monica is this dispenser of, you know, follow Monica's three easy steps and then everything in your life will be hunky-dory as well.
All right, that's soundbite number one. Do you think it ought to be soundbite of the week? Give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We've left space there for you to do so. Soundbite number two comes from Colleen Carroll Campbell. She was remarking on the contrast of the coverage of Todd Akin's position on abortion versus President Obama's position on abortion.
The kind of coverage these sorts of things get versus the coverage we see of blunders on the other side, especially on the abortion question, I think reveals some serious media bias. And nowhere is this more apparent, of course, than in the votes that Barack Obama cast as an Illinois senator over and over and over again to block a ban on infanticide, which is essentially what the Born Alive Infants Protection Act is on the federal and state levels. And when he was in the Illinois legislature, he would not support this ban, which would have simply require doctors to deliver life-saving care to infants who survive botched abortions. We're talking about a very small number, but still an important principle that if an infant somehow survives abortion and is outside the womb and is laying there in need of medical care, that infant will get that care, because now we are no longer talking abortion. If we kill that child, we're talking infanticide. And Barack Obama could not accept that, and he voted again and again to kill that bill. And we don't see coverage of that anywhere. So if we've got a sitting president who's basically on board with what many folks have rightly called infanticide, I think maybe we need to be talking more about that and a little less about a somewhat obscure congressman making a blunder in a taped interview with a local television station.
That was soundbite number two, Colleen Carroll Campbell, on the coverage of Todd Akins versus President Obama's positions on abortion. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Dr. David Menton. He was responding to Bill Nye, the science guy's advice to parents that they should, even if they believe in creation themselves, teach their children evolution.
He says, at least raise your children to be evolutionists, which is tantamount to being agnostic or atheist. How about if I go, you and I, okay, we go to Bill Nye and we say, look, you want to believe in a mindless, purposeless, goalless evolution. You want to be an agnostic, atheist, deist, whatever you are. If you want to live in that kind of world, you go ahead and do it. But whatever you do, Bill, don't raise your children and your grandchildren that way. Raise them to be Bible-believing Christians and creationists. Now, how far would that go? How naive can this guy be to tell 46% of Americans, don't raise your children to believe as you do about God and about creation? Rather, teach them to believe in a mindless and purposeless process which involves random change and natural selection. Now, what precisely is natural selection? Evolutionists claim that natural selection does essentially everything for evolution that God does for creation. Literally somehow pulls highly integrated designs out of chaos, whose only control is, do you leave more offspring or don't you? And by the way, one of the most characteristic results of a mutation is less offspring. It's absolutely ludicrous.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. David Menton responding to Bill Nye's advice to parents. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote. Here's soundbite number four, Dr. Rod Rosenblatt on confessing your sins.
You appeal to nothing but accept God's mercy in the blood of Jesus. That's it. It's the only thing we can plead, and we're to plead that. It was Norman Nagel, the great blessed Norman Nagel, who talked about adverbs being the great enemy of the gospel. I deeply repent, and I'm heartily sorry. Bah! I repent in a half-assed way at best, and I'm sorry, sort of, but it's really split up and corroded. That's all we can do. Even our confession sucks. And the gracious God in Jesus Christ says, be of good cheer, my son. Your sins are forgiven. Peace be unto you. And all of it based on Christ, not us.
All right. That's soundbite number four, Dr. Rod Rosenblatt on confessing your sins. Which of these four should be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. Your votes are next. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Thanks for supporting the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. through the charitable grant program Thrivent Choice. We received more than $15,000 last year through Thrivent Choice. Our goal this year is to raise more than $20,000 through Thrivent Choice. For more information on how you can designate funds to Lutheran Public Radio, look for the Thrivent logo under the donate page at issuesetc.org. Please support Issues Etc. in 2012 with Thrivent Choice.
Holy Cross Evangelical Lutheran Church, Albany, Oregon, is a mid-Willamette Valley LCMS congregation where the liturgy lives and God's people worship as one, with sound biblical doctrine, weekly communion, and a clear confession of Christ crucified for the sin of the world. Please join us at 2515 Queen Avenue Southeast or visit our website at www.HolyCrossLutheranAlbany.org.
Lutheran. It's not a label. It's a confession. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The new Issues Etc. YouTube video features some of your favorite guests. Pastor Will Wheaton.
Because the one, the individual one, is so important. He would have done everything that he did if it had only been you.
Pastor Brian Wolfmiller.
People are bored with God's word, so we've got to bring something else. So you have now a church service that has nothing to do with the Lord's word or with Jesus.
Deaconess Pam Nielsen.
Do not fear that you face death. Do not fear that your sins are great.
And Pastor Bill Swirla.
The more you see your sin, the greater a Savior Jesus appears.
View and share the new Issues Etc. YouTube video. You'll find it at issuesetc.org and click support. Introduce Issues Etc. to your friends, family, and coworkers today with our new YouTube video.
Back to Issues Etc. live on this Friday afternoon, the 31st of August. Time for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That's the only way this game works, is if you listen and then you pick Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. You can also vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. You can send us your vote via email. We'll get it right here in the studio in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org or send us a tweet at issuesetc. The candidates for this week's Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, soundbite number one, Pastor Heath Curtis, the example of Monica, the mother of St. Augustine. Soundbite number two, Colleen Carroll Campbell on the coverage of Todd Akins versus President Obama's abortion views. That's soundbite number two. Soundbite number three is Dr. David Menton responding to Bill Nye, the Science Guy's vice to parents. Or soundbite number four, Dr. Rod Rosenblatt on confessing your sins. Now, the listener with the best vote gets the LPR bundle package, an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Remember to include your city and state if you're sending us an email or voting at our Facebook fan page. Up first, Dennis is calling from his cell. Hi, Dennis.
Hi, Todd. I'd like to vote for number four, Dr. Rod Rosenblatt, because only a Lutheran pastor would have the nerve to confess in that manner on the radio that he has an imperfect confession or repentant of his faith.
Dennis, thank you very much, and thanks for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. In Webster Groves, Missouri, here's Lael. Hi, Lael.
Hi, how you doing, Todd?
Very well.
Yeah. I'm really angry about, you know, number two. I'm just the one about, Akin and everything. And I there is a great bias, and I was really upset about it. And I'm thinking about, you know, what do we do? Do we call our TV stations and say, hey, I want to do something about it because I'm really frustrated with that.
Well,
they don't talk about, you know, what reality is, what the truth is. You know, they mold their questions around what they want to have them look like, you know?
Yeah, Lael, thank you very much, and thanks for listening to Webster Groves. It is frustrating. And, you know, it would be nice if just to have the journalists ask the questions even on both sides. Andy's listening in Kirkwood, Missouri. Hi, Andy.
Hi. I'm one of Dr. David Minton's greatest fans, and I've got to put in a plug. The Answers in Genesis folks have lectures by him on DVD that are available inexpensively and are as easy to listen to as he is on your program. Now, having said that, I have to vote for number four. What a presentation of the gospel. No matter how rotten I am, Jesus says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Not, you have to earn that kind of rest. Your confession has to be perfect. You've really got to shape up. No, come to me, he says. So, number four.
Andy, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Kirkwood. In Altamont, Illinois, here's Scott. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. You know, Heath Curtis' soundbite was good, but not as hard-hitting as number two and number three. I didn't even look at the list this week. I was thinking I was going to have to pick the soundbites about who was the bigger idiot, the one they put in the White House or the one they put on a kid's show. Then I heard number four. Adverb says the enemy of the gospel, even if it's Rosenblatt quoting Nagel, it's brilliant. We can quibble all day about who's the worst idiot, but at the end of the day, all we can plead is the blood of Jesus, because I'm just as guilty before God as the president who wants to make it legally permissible to kill the weakest American citizen.
All right. Thinking it through in Altamont, Illinois. Scott, thank you very much. That's how you play Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the week. Melba in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, I should say. Ha, she says Rosenblatt wins for saying what I can only think my repentance is half-assed at best. Well, thank you very much. Melvin, thanks for listening down in Tennessee. John in Highlands Ranch, Colorado says, another week, another slate of great soundbites, another difficult vote, but there's no way I could vote for any soundbite other than Rod Rosenblatt's. I choose number four not only because it is eloquent, or because it's nice or even politically correct. I choose it because when I heard it during this great week of programming, it hit me at my core. I am that crass, blunt, arrogant sinner that I continually frets over my half-hearted confessions and my partial desire to see me decreases so that Christ may increase. If we are honest with ourselves, says John in Highlands Ranch, Colorado, we are all that Rod says we are in this soundbite, but still I always find it very difficult to admit this total failing. What a great argument against works righteousness and for grace alone. Every week of Issues, Etc., he says, is great, but I have to say this past week has been one of the best. Thanks so much, and God bless. Well, thank you very much for listening in Colorado and for your vote. Also in Colorado, Brewer says, I vote for Dr. Rosenblatt mostly because I'm a little biased in this man's favor, but hearing that man's voice proclaim the gospel in uncouched words as only he can just gives me a liver shiver. Thanks for listening in Colorado. Down in Tennessee, in Clinton this time, Eric says, number four, by far, this is the gospel, period. Christ died for all that it is, and it is through him that we are saved. And he comes to us, not the other way around. Love, Rod, Father, he says. A lot of people do. Mark says, all four soundbites are excellent points. However, I vote for soundbite number four, Rod Rosenblatt's quote, because it truly gets to the point of our need for a Savior to save us from our sins. And in Iowa, Jonathan says, it's a toss-up between Drs. Menton and Rosenblatt, but Dr. Rosenblatt makes me smile, and the down-to-earth way that he describes our poor ability to confess, it's earthy, it's real, and so very true, and yet, Sunday after Sunday, we say a part that makes sense, a poor, miserable sinner, and a part that doesn't, heartily sorry for them. My vote is for Dr. Rosenblatt. You guys make this too hard by having guests that are just too good. Dennis in St. John's, Michigan says, my vote is for soundbite number four, Dr. Rod Rosenblatt. He has the ability to make topics perfectly clear to thick-headed old Germans. Yes, he does. Nathan in Vancouver, Washington says, I vote for number four, Dr. Rod Rosenblatt, for how it highlights our own insufficiency, even the degree of our confession and the completeness of Christ's perfection for us. And Sharon in Illinois is voting for soundbite number four because she says, I have often felt like I was being hypocritical when speaking those words. It is refreshing to hear a pastor say that. Thanks be to God that I don't have to have perfected confession in order for God to forgive and restore me. Thanks for listening in Illinois, Sharon. Our Issues, Etc. book of the month for August, and it is the last day of August, so the last day you'll hear me talk about one word, many writings, a study of the origins of religious writings. It is a simple primer on not only the origins of the Old and New Testaments, but also a simple primer on the origins of other religious writings, comparing and contrasting them with Holy Scripture. It comes from Dr. Adam Francisco, and it's our Issues, Etc., Book of the Month for August, One Word, Many Writings. Browse before you buy at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and order it. 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Jerry has a vote here near the very end. He says, once again, all good sound bites. I vote for soundbite number 4. It's in league with Isaiah's, all our righteous deeds are as filthy rags, and Paul's, I consider them rubbish that I may gain Christ. He said out loud the kind of sinners that we are, and it's not a pretty picture. What that makes clear is what a powerful Savior the Lord Jesus is. Even he can save people such as us. The winner this week, according to your votes, soundbite number 4, Dr. Rod Rosenblatt on confessing your sins. Here it is.
You appeal to nothing but accept God's mercy in the blood of Jesus. That's it. It's the only thing we can plead, and we're to plead that. It was Norman Nagel, the great blessed Norman Nagel, who talked about adverbs being the great enemy of the gospel. I deeply repent, and I'm heartily sorry. Bah! I repent in a half-assed way at best, and I'm sorry, sort of, but it's really split up and corroded. That's all we can do. Even our confession sucks. And the gracious God in Jesus Christ says, be of good cheer, my son. Your sins are forgiven. Peace be unto you. And all of it based on Christ, not us.
Well, no, nobody dishes honest theology like Dr. Rod Rosenblatt, so no wonder he is the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number 4, Dr. Rod Rosenblatt on confessing your sins. Let's see. I could give the LPR bundle package to many people, but I'm only going to give it to one person, Nathan in Vancouver, and thanks to everybody else who voted as well. Nathan, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talk back at issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package. And again, thanks to everybody who played Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon. Monday on Issues Etc., we're going to discuss Hannah with Dr. Andrew Steinman, Moses with Dr. David Adams, Gregory the Great with Pastor Heath Curtis, and Zacharias and Elizabeth with Dr. Arthur Just. It'll be all church remembrances following the church calendar Monday, Labor Day, on Issues Etc. Folks, if you enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, and I know many of you have, please consider making a tax-deductible gift to support this worldwide outreach. You can donate by check, make your check payable to Issues Etc., and send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. The address again, LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. Now, any size gift is deeply appreciated. First-time donors, people who have, and I know there are many of you out there, who have listened for years, or maybe you just started listening, but you have not yet supported Issues Etc., a way to say thanks to you for your first-time donation to Issues Etc., we're going to send you the brand-new Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio mousepad, so brand-new they haven't even been delivered yet. And as soon as they are, we'll start sending them out to first-time donors for their first-time gift to Issues Etc. It's a mousepad with the Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio logos and websites, just as thanks to our first-time donors. Thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking of us during the difficult summer months. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.